A local governance expert and political economist, Dr. Eric Odrosai, has described Ghana's local governance and decentralization process for the past 4 years as excellent. He said there has been continuity in projects and policies over the period. He, however, said areas of administrative decentralization, especially with the position of DCEs, have had some challenges. Speaking on Behind the News, Dr. Odrosai called for direct election of DCEs.
The local governance and decentralization system of Ghana for the past 4 years has been very good. We've been moving from one progress to the other. I accept that there are a number of teething problems that we need to overcome in the areas of administrative decentralization and fiscal decentralization. You would agree with me that our decentralization system, the current system, which started in 1993, has some challenges, especially because we are coming from a military government era. One of the challenges we've had since we implemented the system had to do with the position of district chief executive, because the position of district chief executive in Act 462, which is the Local Government Act and in the Constitution, they are supposed to be appointed by the president. But with the passage of time and with the way we have implemented our decentralization process, it is clear that as a nation, getting to a point where we have our chief executive elected by popular vote. And so that is one of the challenges that we've had. If we are able to cross that path, I'm very positive that our decentralization system is one of the best now.
Well, and taking a casual look at the NDC's manifesto on decentralization and local governance, does it give details of what it intends to do when given the nod?
Yes, my understanding of what the NDC put in its manifesto is that the NDC is given the opportunity to govern the country again. And they are going to implement the white paper position on the election or otherwise of district chief executive. But for me, I think that is not the way to go. Because as a country, we need direct popular elections of our chief executive. But the manner and the form in which the NDC wants to implement it means that they are going to modify it. When you look at the Constitutional Review Commission's report, the report recommended that chief executives of Metropolitan Assembly should be popularly elected. And then the report also recommended that in the case of municipal assembly, the president should be given the opportunity to nominate people, for those people to be subjected to competency checks by the Public Services Commission. Then three will be accepted and then voted upon. But for district assembly, the Constitutional Review Commission recommended that we should continue with the current arrangement. But what did you see in the white paper? The government rejected the Constitutional Review Commission's report, and the government indicated that in the central assembly, in the unitary state, there is a need for a delicate balance between central control and local autonomy. And for that purpose, the government will propose a modified version, which is now in the NDC manifesto, that the government was going to nominate 5 persons, and these persons will be vetted by the Public Service Commission for competency, after which 3 will be nominated. For me, it is an interference in the process. I think that if the NDC wanted to do us a lot of good by moving the decentralization process forward as it has done in the past 4 years, then they should go all out and modify for us to popularly elect chief executive without any interference.
Dr. Odrosai is a local governance expert and political economist. Dr. Abdul Gadel, who's a member of NDC's national election team, says the party will initiate the process to implement the Constitutional Review Commission's recommendation to elect DCEs. He said they'll look at the process very well, and if need be for election, the NDC will go by that.
With the issue that Dr. raised on the election of the
MMDC,
we stated clearly in our manifesto that we are going to initiate the process to implement the Constitutional Review Commission's recommendation to elect our DCs and MMDCs. We stated clearly in our manifesto this is our direction as far as the elections are concerned. So it is clearly stated that we are going to initiate the implementation of the CRC report that was submitted to us, and we are going to work on that to ensure that MMDCs and DCs are elected.
But Doc, the white paper suggested a different formula on the CRC's recommendations as to the appointment of 5 potential MMDCs by the president who would be subjected to competency interview and reviewed by the Public Services Commission to prune the member to three. The three will then be presented to the district assemblies for one to be selected as DCE. So does this represent the election of the DCE?
No, what we are saying is that the CRC came out with their report and they give some recommendations on it. And we also came out with a white paper to explain what we think it should be done. But if you look at our manifesto, as you stated clearly, that we are going to initiate a process that actually will guide us as far as the implementation of the CRC report, so that we follow it religiously and see how we can work at it, and then also do our election of the MMDCs and the DCs. So I think it's in order. There is no any ambiguity in this instance.
So implementing the Constitution Review Commission's recommendation to have MMDCs elected means there will be the election of MMDs.
We are going to initiate the process. Based on the initiation of the process, we look at it, we look at the pros and cons, and then go into it, and then from there, we do the elections if it requires that. And that is clearly what we stated clearly in our manifesto.